Hello, beautiful ladies and gentlemen. Good day, and today is a very, very special day. I'm personally very excited as we have come to the sixth edition of the Tori Property Tip Show. And today is a quite very special day because we have a very, very wonderful and elegant lady, you know, in our midst who is also going to be sharing her wisdom and you know, experiences and knowledge in the real estate sector to us. Today we're welcoming Mrs. Tonia.
Good day, everyone. Sorry for the mistake. My name is Miss Tonia.
All right, pardon me for that. Miss Tonia, she's very, very single. Very single. As you could see in the artwork, she looks very pretty. I mean she's been one of my crush for quite a long time now.
my
business class crush. Yeah, so madam, we welcome you officially to the sixth edition, and I mean, it's an honor having you on the show today. Yeah, so I trust you have some loaded stuff for us today. And I mean, our listeners can't just wait to hear what you have to say today to us.
Thank you, welcome. Mr. Kingsley, for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. You know, I was going to tell you, I love your smile. I mean, I've been seeing it in the pictures. I mean, the smile is... I mean, that's on a lighter note now. So today we have a very, very wonderful topic, which Miss Tonia is going to be. Please pardon me. I mean, maybe it's. I mean, I don't feel marriage, you know. Okay, guys, on a lighter note now. So we have a very beautiful topic which Miss Tonia is going to be throwing some really key light on today. Now, this topic is very, very. Key is very wonderful. I mean, it's a topic that you really, really don't want to miss. It's a topic that you want to pay attention to, and maybe this might just be one of the reasons why you might finally decide, you know, to own yourself a landed property. So the topic is why you should, as a matter of urgency, own a landed property. Why you must own a landed property. And on this episode, we'll be giving 7 key points which Madam Tonia is going to be throwing light on. 7 key points why you must, not should, why you must own a property, a landed property. So Madam Tonia, I mean, this is a very wonderful topic, and I could see the excitement and the anxiety within, like, in your face, you know, to like just pour out this wisdom, you know, to let them know actually what we're actually talking about. So please, can you say hello to our listeners first of all. All right,
hello listener. So actually we have more than 7 reasons why you must own a property, not just any property.
Absolutely.
A befitting property.
Absolutely.
So I'm just here. Absolutely. I just selected just few, so I want to give you just 7 out of those many reasons I have.
Wow.
So one of the reasons I have why you must own a befitting property is one, to secure your retirement.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's
you know,
a nice point.
You know, being able to generate income from property owned will make your retirement work gainful and rewarding.
Easy,
so imagine after all the hard work and you don't have anything to fall back at.
I mean,
you know, you've put in so much energy while you were in the line of service.
Yeah.
And after such energy has been put out, you by the end of your work term, you don't have a home, you don't have anything to call your own.
I mean
landed property.
That's
you're
a
still
shame.
Paying rent.
Wow.
Imagine trying to rest with your grandkids and your landlord comes to embarrass you. So avoid such, you must have a landed property. Not just a landed property, somewhere you will call a home, because your retirement is for you to rest.
Yes.
And if you can't rest in your home, if you can't rest in somewhere you're meant to have peace, all your work is useless.
I mean, absolutely.
So that securing your retirement plan is one of the greatest reasons why you must own a befitting property.
Yes, I mean, this is a very, very wonderful point, Madam Tonia. This is a very, very wonderful point. I mean, you could hear that. You need to secure your retirement. I mean, what is the point? I mean, you know, working so much for donkey years, and I mean, it doesn't even occur to you that you need to own a landed property. I mean, do you know that if you don't own a landed property in this world, you're not even part of the owners of this earth? And I mean, anytime anyone could just chase you out of the earth. I mean, but Antonio, am I relating?
Oh, yes.
Maybe we could just chase the person to Mars or Jupiter. You know? So, but really, really, I mean, after working so hard, at the end of the day, you don't own a property and then you retire. I mean, in my opinion, this is the reason why people die. I mean, immediately after their retirement. Is that not it?
Of course.
Because you don't have rest. But if you own your home, I mean, where you're going back to, like for some wise people that I know, some civil servants that I know, not just civil servants, anyone who is in his active year of service, okay, they buy as many properties as possible, because when you retire finally, some of them sell the property, Madam Tonia. Some of them sell the property and then get into some really lucrative business. And at the end of the day, they are financially stable.
Yes,
you understand?
Because by the years, the property must have appreciated.
Because
that's
yes.
one good thing about property, owning a property.
I'm telling you.
Because it appreciates every time.
Yes.
It doesn't have a specific time. You
yes.
can buy today, and I bet you by tomorrow, your property has already appreciated
Absolutely.
To over 300 return of the investment of the amount you bought that
yes.
particular property.
Absolutely.
So it's a wise decision.
Absolutely.
So number two
yes.
Reason
please
why yes. you have to get yourself a befitting property
yeah.
is to build your legacy.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's a powerful point.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a powerful point.
Because landed property can be a form of inheritance
yeah.
for your family.
Absolutely.
Imagine leaving a landed property for your
children.
I bet you by the time they come of age, that property would have gone 500 times the amount you bought that, and I bet you whatever they intend to do with such a property is more of a huge start-off point for them.
Absolutely.
Because they have something to fall back to.
Yeah.
If they can as well sell the property to start up a good business, they can as well use it to start up a company without selling it.
Absolutely.
Build, and I
Absolutely.
Bet you that area must have been developed. Maybe
over
the time you
point.
Bought it,
yeah.
maybe somewhere some people call bush, but I bet you there's no bush when it comes to investment, because over the time that bush would turn out to be a mega city.
Absolutely.
So it's only for the wise. When you have a good foresight, you know that there's nothing called bush. So
what?
if you have a foresight and you go into properties and buy such a property for your kids, I bet you they will love you to the very core. Even while you're no longer there, they will always remember that great sacrifice, that great investment you have done for them. So
Absolutely.
It's going to be a very, very good added and a good legacy
yeah.
to leave for your kids and
Absolutely.
Family.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a very, very beautiful point. I mean, look at that. I mean, you just imagine living your life without leaving something for your kids. Sorry, Madam Tonia, I just want to ask this question. Are you proud of your father?
Yes, I am, because
he left a legacy.
Yes,
absolutely.
And I bet you we are seven. But I must confess that my dad, his own dad, that is my grandfather, didn't leave anything for my dad.
Oh my God.
But as I stand now, my dad have over three different landed property. Over three.
Wow.
Three that we know. Three that we know in a very good location.
Wow.
And another thing is that when he bought those property, they were not actually an open environment. It's the things we call bush. But by the time
right
we went
now.
Back to the location, I bet
God.
You massive buildings are all over the place.
And by now,
so,
the value
yes.
should increase.
So for every time, yes, so for every time I look at my dad, there's this proudness. Even if those days when we ask him, give us this, give us that, you're like, I don't have money. I'm thanking God that he made such a right decision for us. Because we really have a great thing to fall back into.
Wow, this is a very, very beautiful point. So, I mean, if you don't have a father like that of Tonya and mine, because I'm also a proud son of a wife's father. I mean, real estate investment, trust me, is like one of the ways to keep a legacy, leave a legacy behind for your kids. So if you don't know what you're going to leave for your kids, hello, your father's house is not your house. So don't tell me you want to leave your father's house for your child. That is a sin. I mean, I could tell you a verse in the Bible where that is a sin, you know, but we're not going to go religious right now. But I mean, it is really, really important that you leave a legacy for your kids. Leave a legacy for your kids. Leave a legacy for your kids. To avoid children saying, I hate my father, I hate my mother. No, they are going to love you. They're going to be proud of you. Do what is right, okay? So thank you very much, Madam Tonya. Please, can we move ahead to the next point?
Thank you, Mr. Kingsley. So the third point on my list here is increase your savings.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. You know, the accumulation of house rent expenses often drains savings and disposable income.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
I bet you owning your home in the long run will boost your savings because you can imagine this is Abuja, you know, this is Abuja. We all know how much house rents cost. Imagine you are a salary earner of let me say 100,000, and you are living in a month, and you are living, so by the end of the year, annually you're having 1.2 million, and your house rent is 1.5.
Oh my
come on.
You can't meet up. I mean, you're already running a shortage.
Yes.
Look at it. You're running a shortage of 300,000. I'm absolutely sure you're going to beg, you're going to borrow that.
Because even if you say, okay, your house rent, you want to cut costs, okay, let you go for a cheaper house, you will get maybe a one bedroom. You will get a one bedroom of 700,000. Mm. Imagine you're a family man, you have a wife. Now, from that 100,000, you're going to feed your family.
You
if you have kids, you will pay their school fees.
Absolutely.
You will clothe them. Then from there, you will have your own pocket money.
Yeah.
You will have your... So what is left to save?
Imagine.
Then talking about house rent of 700,000. Come on. But if you're living in your own house, your own home, that part of rent is cut off.
Absolutely.
You're saving a lot. So you know what you're talking, what you're thinking about is just the upkeep and the children's school fees, if there is any.
Absolutely.
And you still have enough to save.
Absolutely.
But if you imagine gathering money and a dashing landlord, come on. So but having your own house, having your own home will help you save. It will help you save. It will residual the income you get.
Absolutely.
And all that.
Absolutely. This is a very, very lovely point. I mean, this increases your savings. You don't own a home. There's just one thing that is very, very, that is just very, very sure for you. You're going to spend a lot of money. You're going to spend a lot of money. I mean, too much money, because you don't get to save anything, and yet you pay, you know, a very tedious amount for rent. Yeah, I mean, that's just hilarious. I mean, Madam Tonya, that's a very wonderful point. Thank you for that very powerful one. Please, can we move ahead?
Thank you. And the number four on my list is stability and social benefits.
Mm.
You know, having your own house, having your own home will help you terminate frequent change of house address.
Mm.
Imagine, you know, there are some persons that have lived in this Abuja for over 3 years. Bet you for that 3 years, they've lived in different locations. You understand?
Mm.
But if you have your own place, you don't need to move up and down, you know, because a frequent change of house address due to inconsistency with landlords and house rent issues, it's too much. But having your own house, having your own home, this gives you and your family that stability.
Absolutely.
And a sense of communal belonging.
Absolutely.
Because there is this proudness, there is this fulfillment
you feel within you,
knowing that, okay, this is your own
house,
this is your home.
You
might have a stressful day, but once you come in and you know, okay, yes, this is my house. No matter how the stress is, by the end of the year, you're not thinking of how much you're keeping a landlord and everything. And I bet you, whoever is looking for you, okay, there's a story. I heard someone told me the story that he has a business partner. They ran into a business and the other party decided to do away with the money and travel abroad.
Wow.
So, but the lucky thing is that where he's living, he owns the property. But the another good side of this story is that the person that traveled abroad with the money, invested in the money, made extra money, and sent some money to his a relation down here in the country to go and look for that other person that he kind of duped. Yes.
Wow.
And the good thing is, when he got to that location, that man was still there. He was still there. So imagine if that was not his house and he has moved. And I know at the period he absconded with that money, it must have been a big blow for the man. But he returned like over three times amount he took from the man.
Wow.
So imagine that he went to that that location and that man is nowhere to be found, because maybe one thing would have happened, that maybe at the course of that event the landlord threw him out of the house. So that's like a point, a good example of why you should be in your house.
Absolutely.
Why you should have your own property. Why you should have your own home.
This is an absolutely wonderful point. I'm really enjoying you, Madam Tonia. I mean, these points are sweeting me. I mean, okay, so I mean, let's move to that. You can listen to that. Have a stable address, have a stable, this, I mean, owning your own home creates stability and social benefits for you. So ensure to have your own home. These things are not difficult. These things are not difficult. That is what most people think, Madam Tonia.
It's
they think
not.
Owning a property is such a very big deal. I mean, it's not true. You can own a property with just a token. Right now, we even have properties selling at 850,000. You see everybody buying. Everybody buying. I mean, that is what we're talking about. You don't sit back and think you need all the millions, you know, to own your own property. No, that is not the case. Please, Madam Tonia, let's forge ahead.
Okay, the fifth point on my list is sustainability.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, owning a home makes sheltering
sustainable
over a lifetime. Because, you know, renters may lack that financial
capacity
to keep up with the rent payment due to all this rising and cost of living. And imagine the society we are, what we are facing through in our society right now. A dollar increase, fuel price increase, like everything,
food stuff,
everything is just going up.
So
you have that already on your head. And we, you know, I bet, do you know salary earners, why all these things are being increased, the salaries are not increased.
It even goes down.
It doesn't, instead they will cut your salary.
Yeah, see what happened with COVID.
Imagine.
COVID brought up the prices of stuff and brought down the prices, brought down salary.
That's
how
do
you expect people to live up?
That is it.
Some persons
were laid off their work.
So imagine
if you're one of them and you're living in a rented apartment.
How will you pay your rent?
Yes. How will you feed your kids? How will you price? How do you move?
This is really bad.
If you have your own property, now that rent part, that side is out of it. So you know the other part is just how to survive and how to move around the other expense of life.
Yes.
So you have a good sustainable way of living.
In fact, shelter is even basic, I think.
I'm telling you.
That's a very wonderful point, Madam Tonia. I mean, that's a very, very wonderful point. Please, let's move to the next.
Okay, this next one.
I don't know why you're laughing. I can't wait to hear, please.
This next one, the next on my list, that is number six, is eviction.
Yes. Is it what I'm thinking? Landlord Taraba.
Eviction. To avoid embarrassment. Unexpected eviction. All this hassle with landlord and landlady, landlord children.
Oh my God.
If you have a landlord and you're owing, you can't fry stew and the oil will make shrink.
Oh my God. That's crazy, man.
Of course, you can't play music loud.
Yes, you just can't do anything.
That's just part of it. That's just part of it. So, to avoid those, all those eviction problems, because imagine you are among those that are being affected with the COVID system or the COVID pandemic, the uprise and everything, and you're being laid off work. Now you can't pay your rent, fuel price is high, you don't even have a car. Come on, how do you live? Landlord doesn't want to hear.
The money.
Is the key thing he wants to hear.
See, that is a wise man's investment.
Yes.
Same are telling you to.
You
see.
Understand?
See, nobody should come and take
It's open. It's all on the table.
It's not a wicked
so
man.
If you have that foresight, do your own investment.
Own, like,
if not, get out of my house.
Simple.
To avoid all those embarrassment, please own your own property. Own your own property is the key thing. Shelter is the key.
Yes, this is a very, very wonderful point. I mean, imagine, avoid landlord wahala. Buy your own house. It's not expensive. Buy your own, at least start with the land. If you put one block in your land for 1 year, next year you put another block. The day you finish putting your block to roof level, I mean, that house becomes yours. Okay, so start from somewhere, and before you know it, you're done, and avoid all this landlord problem. And oh, I mean, this is a very wonderful point, Madam Tonya. Please, can we move? I mean, is this the sixth point?
Yes.
Oh, it breaks my heart. It seems like you're going to add one more for us. We'll give us that.
Okay, the last on my list is collateral.
Yes,
because you know,
point.
Having the good thing is having your own property can help. It can be used as a form of collateral for obtaining loans
from the bank,
other credit facilities.
Yes.
You understand? Because imagine you want to start up a business. Your car, I must tell you, car is not an asset.
It's not an asset.
Because because if even if you use your car, let's assume that you're driving a Benz, these are GLK Benz, and you use it to go and as a form of collateral to
the value goes down
day by day.
Yes, absolutely.
Day by day.
Absolutely.
You understand? But if you have a landed property somewhere, you want to go and get a loan from any credit facilities, you can use that. You present it. For example, if let's assume that you're unable to meet up with that loan you took, and it took years. I bet you that over that years, that land must have appreciated.
Absolutely.
Now, it's not left for that credit facility that you collected that loan from to sell off the property and give you the remaining gain. And you're still being in game. You're still being in business.
So there's nothing to lose.
There's nothing to lose. Because the good thing, let me tell you one thing. Do you know, when you have a landed property, you're not adding anything.
You don't have to do anything. No,
you're not paying tax. You're not doing anything.
I'm telling you.
And it's appreciating
on a daily basis.
So I don't know what you're waiting for.
You just
need to have that foresight.
Yes.
Like, once you see the opportunity, grab it.
Yeah.
Don't wait to invest. Don't wait to have a property. Don't wait till that money is big. Don't wait till you have that huge amount of money. Invest and wait.
Absolutely.
No matter where that land is, there is no place called bush. There's nothing like a bush, especially in Abuja.
There is no bush in Abuja.
I put it to you.
Quote
me anywhere. There is no bush in Abuja.
Because
today you are saying that this place is bushy. In the next 2 months, you are seeing massive building all around.
I'm telling you, ongoing.
The level of development that will come there will be shocking to you.
And then
you'll be regretting.
I wish I knew.
Do you know, I have a friend that told me that her husband, there's this one of these estates around Lokogoma.
Sun City Estate.
That his husband don't go to that estate, and for every time he passes there,
he's so sad,
he's crying.
You see,
because he was
it at a platter of gold,
when the estate was nothing. And the way it was like, nah, this is bush. And today, that Sun City Estate is what? It's one of the best in Abuja.
Talking about real estate in Abuja,
you have to mention Sun City. So, I don't know what you're waiting for.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're waiting for. So, just key in anywhere you see any giveaway land. Don't wait. And most of all these estates now has there's a flexible payment plan. You understand? Key in, and I bet you challenge yourself. Don't think, oh, because I don't have that money. But when you challenge yourself, you see yourself walking towards achieving that.
Absolutely.
So but by the time you don't give yourself, because challenging yourself by keying in is you setting a target.
You
see yourself walking towards, because you don't want your target not to meet up with your target. So you see yourself walking towards achieving that. So don't wait. Stop waiting. Don't be deceived by when I have money.
Now
is the right time. The better you have your own property, the better and better and sooner you will be happy.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Madam Tonya, these are very, very wonderful and valid points. Right now, I feel really, really fired up, because I know that my listeners are also going to be really, really excited with the things they have just learned. I mean, think about it. I mean, owning your own property is a thing you have absolutely nothing to lose at. I mean, you're on the gaining side, 100%. I mean, these things are very, very easy. Madam Tonya is a professional, property investment advisor. I mean, you can see her number, you can see her Instagram handle, you know, on the artwork of this very, very episode. You can reach out to her anytime. You can ask questions. I mean, you even want properties to buy, she can help you. I can help you. You know, you need properties to buy, you have a little budget. There is a property for that, your little budget. Don't sit back and say, my money is not enough, I need to wait till I have millions. No, the millions will never come while you wait for them. There's always going to be a problem to take away the money. But that one decision to take an action towards owning your own property, that might be just the one decision that changes your life forever. So please, my dear and beautiful listeners, ensure and strive towards owning your own property if you haven't owned one. Thumbs up to my listeners who have the foresight, who have owned a property. Hello, I have a news for you. It is not enough. Own more property. There is no limit to the amount of properties you should own. Own as many as you can. The more property you have, the more financially, you know, stable you would be, and the more financially free you will be. I mean, and then your future, like you heard Madam Tonya say, your future is, sure for you. Your retirement, just go and relax and fold your legs. You don't need to do anything, but the money is going to be flowing for you. Take the right decision today, own a property. The reason why we're here on Tori Show is because we really do care about you, and that's because, you know, we want you to take the right decisions and we want you to be on the elite class. So please take the right decision today. Reach out to us anytime, any day, 24 hours. Our numbers are on. We're always here to help you. You know, listen to the show. Every episode has a message for you. Every episode has, you know, something you might be missing that you may get right after listening to the episode. So anticipate the next episode is going to be a blow. I mean, it's going to be something that you're going to learn some really big things about. So, I mean, Madam Tonya has killed it for us today. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. I myself personally learned really amazing stuff. In fact, Madam Tonya, one of the part that excited me the most is the landlord eviction thing. Because I mean, I've seen that happen to people a lot, and I mean, it's really not fair.
It happens all the time. It's not fair. It happens all the time.
So, I mean, my people, avoid this form of embarrassment, and I mean, you're more than that. I mean, this is an absolutely wonderful time we had with you, Madam Tonia. I mean, this is an honor. You know, I mean, we don't take this for granted. We're so excited you out of your busy schedule found time to come, you know, to the studio with us today, and then, I mean, share a lot of knowledge and experiences with us. We don't take that for granted. This is absolutely very, very helpful to us. Thank you very much, Madam Tonia, and we're definitely gonna have you back on this show. I'm sure they want to hear more of you, Madam Tonia.
Thank you, Mr. Kingsley.
Thank you very much.
I mean,
people. Just say something.
So you've heard me. Please brush down to any available property you have and key in immediately. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Because housing deficit is one of the greatest challenge we have in Nigeria. But we here, we've brought the solution for you.
Absolutely.
So key in.
Absolutely. Also, thank you so much, Madam Tonia. I mean, part of the things I enjoyed in this show is your smile. I guess it was actually a very exciting episode. Thank you so much for coming around today.
Thank
you, my beautiful listeners, for listening to today's episode, episode 6 of the Tory Property Tips Show. Anticipate the 7th episode because it's going to be a blow. Remember what they said about the number 7 is a perfect number. So that episode is going to be a perfect one. So stay tuned and anticipate the next episode. Until we come your way again on the next episode, have a beautiful day and see you next time. Bye.
Bye, people.
All right.